of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the Indonesia Today by the Voice of Indonesia on vonews.id and the application RRI Digital. In this beautiful morning, I'm Steve Welbin here with you with those information that you can access on vonews.id and the application RRI Digital. In a moment, we will start with the news. Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia's Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita on August the 25th highlighted the need to strengthen vocational human resources to support the manufacturing sector. He noted the non-oil and gas industry grew about 6% in the second quarter of 2025, above the national growth of 5%. The ministry is also expanding vocational programs through schools, polytechnics, and training, including collaborations with Japanese companies and local industries. Danantara Indonesia has said, we should say, send 36 top executives from 29 state-owned companies to join the first Top Gun Leadership Camp at International Institute for Management Development in Switzerland. The CEO of Danantara, Rosan Ruslani, on August 25th said the program reflects Danantara's commitment to human resources transformation. Alongside this, the company is also preparing parallel executive program in business development, finance, technology, human resources, and artificial intelligence. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hai Nona.
Tuan kesepian, tak punya teman. Hatinya rapuh, tapi berlagak tangguh. Oh, Nona tak berkawan, tak pernah rasakan cinta. Sungguh pandai berhayal, mimpi itu alamnya. Mereka berdua bertemu di satu sudut taman kota, bertatap tapi tak bicara, masing-masingnya menganalisa. Tuan, apa yang salah padamu? Mengapa wajahmu ada seribu? Tuan, apa yang salah padamu? Seakan dunia hanya kamu, kamu, kamu,
Tuan
kamu
berkata,
Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Apa enaknya tenggelam dalam hayal? Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Kau tahu ku tak punya hati, kau masih saja menanti. No, 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 no. Apa yang salah padamu? Mengapa wajahmu ada seribu? Tuhan, apa yang salah padamu? Seakan dunia hanya kamu, kamu,
Tuhan
kamu,
berkata,
kamu. Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Apa enaknya tenggelam dalam hayal? Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Kau tahu ku tak punya hati, kau masih saja menanti. Jatuh cinta pada Tuhan, Tuhan menunggu yang lain. Nona, tak peduli walau Tuhan tak pernah peduli sekitarnya. Nona, jatuh cinta pada Tuhan, Tuhan menunggu yang lain. Nona, tak peduli walau Tuhan tak pernah peduli sekitarnya.
You've just listened to Tulus, titled Tuan Nona Kesepian, The Lonely Man and Women. And you're still tuned to Edited Words of His Voice of Indonesia. And now, let's check the weather for today, listener, from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. If yesterday, on Monday, August the 25th, to clarify the confusion about the date, because Indonesia is GMT plus 7, aka maybe it is 12 hours ahead from the US, and for people, especially people in the West. So here is the weather for Indonesia on August the 26th, 2025. Basically, if yesterday, again, yeah, I repeat that anymore. I keep repeating that, yeah. Different from the other day when it was raining, today a lot of places in the country is expecting a rather sunnier day. And this includes Yogyakarta, Central Jakarta, Jambi, Bandung, Pontianak, and then in Tanjung Selor, and apparently in Manado. And the rest of them will have the potential of light rain, like in Medan, Denpasar, Bengkulu, in Samarinda, Pangkal Pinang, Tanjung Pinang, in Palembang, Padang, Bandar Lampung, Makassar, and also in Ambon, Manokwari, Mamuju, Jayapura, Jayawijaya, and Merauke. And specific for our friends in Sorong City, make sure to be more careful because in this afternoon, the agency is predicting rain with thunder is coming to your place. And that's it. That's the weather forecast from the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency. And as we know that the weather has been changing here and there, and in Indonesia it used to be the dry season, but now, well, we are not really sure what's going to happen in the sky because of the climate change. And that's on us, listener. That is on all of us. No alien is doing that, but it is our own hands. And that is it. Here comes next a song calling all of us to save the world, created by the former president of Indonesia, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, and also so many singers coming from Indonesia. And here is Save Our World.
Mother Earth, I hope someday we all will have
can do it if we just try. Save our world from our own distraction. Time to make a difference.
All it takes is to enter. Raise your hand up and pray to the one that you pray.
To protect our children's children, let us pray.
To protect our children, children, let us pray.
Step into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders.
Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Located in Situ Gunung Sukabumi, is an attractive tourist destination and offers amazing natural beauty. Visiting it, you will be invited to explore an exotic forest area by witnessing the magnificent waterfall in a green valley. According to reports, the origin of the naming of Purba, which means ancient in English, comes from the valley area which is surrounded by ancient trees that have existed for thousands of years. Explore Rembah Purba or Purba Valley, you should be accompanied by a guide who will not only show you the way, but also explain the various types of plants that exist in the area of Situ Gunung Sukabumi as well. You have to take a journey that takes approximately 1 hour from the main gate of Situ Gunung Suspension Bridge. The journey starts by crossing the pride of Situ Gunung, namely the 243-meter long suspension bridge. Besides that, you will pass 8 bridges with the different levels of excitement. Even though you go through several trekking routes that are not easy, you don't need to worry because before leaving, you will be equipped with safety gears. After walking along the many bridges, you will pass a path as well as through a cliff that is about 8 meters high. The most extreme is that you will pass a bridge that can only be passed by one person, not to mention the considerable height. This trip will really boost your adrenaline. On the bridge, many visitors usually will take pictures, so the journey for about 1 hour doesn't feel tiring. Rembah Purba is open every day from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays and to 5 p.m. on weekends. You can use your own vehicles to arrive at the parking area, then you will be escorted using a special bus until you arrive at the Rembah Purba post. What must be considered when exploring the Sukabumi Ancient Valley is to use comfortable and non-slippery footwear. Wear a jacket to keep out the cold air and preferably in the morning so you have enough time to explore.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music quarter presents a song by Jemimah Cita. Juanita Jemimah Cita, better known as Jemimah Cita, was born in Jakarta, September 14, 1999, and became known after participating in a talent search event on a national private TV station in 2021. After that, she started her professional career as a singer with song titled Separu in December 2021. On November 22, 2024, she returned to greet her fans with a new meaningful song full entitled Kamu Tak Sendiri, or You're Not Alone. This song tells about emotional support and empathy for people who are facing difficulties. Everyone will definitely face difficulties and problems. However, how someone deals with them is something that must be done in order to be able to rise and become better in the future with the support of others who make you feel not alone in facing it. Listeners, here is Jemimah Cita with Kamu Tak Sendiri.
Penuh gelisah, tak tentu arah. Oh, oh, kamu tak sendiri. Pernahkah kamu memaksa kuat, walau hatimu terasa sendiri. Berlari dijatuhkan, berucap dipatahkan, terjatuh sendirian seperti tiada teman. Kita yang tadi dengar, tenang jangan kau diam, kamu tak sendiri.
So do you remember when Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto made his state address? He is affirming that a verse from an article from the Constitution 1945 that all natural resources will be managed for the interest of the people. And this was followed up by the Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Bahlil Hadalia, who said that all the management of rare earth elements will be placed under the full state control following the establishment of the Mineral Industry Agency, a new agency to oversee strategic minerals. And therefore, the private companies or the public will no longer be permitted to handle the rare resources. In the State Palace on Monday, August the 25th, to the journalists, the minister also said that the government is still finalizing the rules and everybody need to wait for the official regulations.
Kau memandangku, bergetar hati ini.
Kau berikan harapan tentang warna-warni hariku. Semenjak ada dirimu, dunia terasa indahnya. Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mampu kau untukku, nyatakanlah kepadaku janji indah yang ku tunggu. Semua kini telah bersinar lagi.
And in a moment, you'll be listening to the story of Pinisi, a specific legendary ship and traditional one from Indonesia. Stay tuned on Air Info Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Yang jaya di lautan para milenium.
Those who were victorious at the sea is the first millennium where the Indonesian people, the Malays, none of Chinese who sailed. It was only after South could no longer access the Silk Route by land that they looked for trade routes by sea. That was in the 11th or 12th century. Before that, no, there weren't Chinese who sailed. Aren't you afraid of 8 to 9 meter waves? He said that to me. I said that in Indonesia, I've never seen waves of 9 meters. I want to see it. And he immediately shook hands with me. That's it, sir. That's it.
Di Indonesia belum pernah saya lihat ombak 9 meter. So, aku pengen lihat. Langsung selamat saya, Pak. Jadi, oke. Dia bilang,
kalau istilah PVC itu sepertinya muncul pada abad ke-19, sekitar tahun 1830-an, 40-an.
Period around the 19th century in around 1830 to 40, and it refers to a type of sail that actually comes from Europe, which imitates the international term schooner catch or calf catch, which means a sail that is installed in the direction of the bow of the boat. It seems that these sails were first used in the western regions of the archipelago, such as Riau, Belitung, etc. Until the end of the 19th century, this type of sail was increasingly used towards the east. So the sail also arrived in Sulawesi, and here the sail was changed, which we know now as the Pinisi sail.
ke-19, jenis layar itu makin banyak digunakan, makin ke arah timur. Sehingga akhirnya, ide layarnya itu juga tiba di Sulawesi. Dan di sini pun layarnya diubah sedemikian rupa sehingga menjadi yang kita sekarang mengenali sebagai layar Pinisi.
Indonesian people are challenged to become more resilient in facing life at sea. One of the communities that is able to run a shipping system and build ships is the Bulukumba community. However, the term Pinisi became known in the 1950s.
Istilah Pinisi itu secara umum baru muncul dalam cetakan, koran, dan sebagainya pada tahun.
The term Pinisi generally only appeared in printing like newspapers and so on in the early 50s of the 20th century. In 1960, the administration of the first Indonesian President Soekarno held a competition for boats to carry copra from Sulawesi to Jakarta. And in the newspaper, a question still arose about what Pinisi boat is, because the term Pinisi was not yet known to people at that time. Because in the fact, in the records of harbor master and so on, boats like that were still called palari. there was Palari Lompong, there was Palari Tongkol. The term Pinisi started Pinyon in the 80s, especially after the Pinisi was brought to Vancouver. And there, the boats which were previously called Palari were then called Pinisi. So the term Pinisi, which now we really take pride in, is actually a creation after the Pinisi no longer existed.
Terutama setelah ada Pinisi Nusantara yang dibawa ke Vancouver, dan di situ, di Singapura misalnya, perahu-perahu yang sebelumnya dinamakan Polari itu mulai dinamakan Pinisi. Jadi, istilah Pinisi yang sekarang ini begitu dibanggakan, sebenarnya sesuatu ciptaan setelah yang namanya Pinisi itu sudah tidak ada lagi. Ini ingatan masyarakat tidak terlalu tepat. Ada cerita bahwa perahu yang seperti itu yang pertama kali dibangun di
Arab. People's memory are not very accurate, and there are stories that the first such boat in Arab was in 1900, but no one remembers who built it, for whom, and so on. And until World War II, in the Dutch newspaper and the harbor master reports and so on, all projects like they were recorded as Palari. So the use of the word Pinisi is something new, something that hasn't been around for too long, but with the motor and Indonesian sailing boats, all of that disappeared in the 70s. This is a memory that people are quite proud of when Pinisi Nusantara was brought to Vancouver and more travel companies from abroad ordered boats like that. The term Pinisi was brought back as a proud memory of boat builders and sailors from the archipelago. The use of the word Pinisi to generalize all types of boats is actually a deflation of Indonesia's boat manufacturing wealth, because in Indonesia there are hundreds of types of boats and they all have their own names.
Istilah Pinisi itu diangkat kembali sebagai suatu ingatan kebanggaan pembuat perahu dan pelayar dari Ponto Bahari itu. Penggunaan kata Pinisi untuk memukul rata semua jenis perahu itu sebenarnya suatu suatu deflasi kekayaan pembuatan perahu Indonesia, karena di Indonesia ada ratusan jenis perahu yang semua punya nama tersendiri.
Pinisi became known worldwide since its first expedition to Vancouver, Canada in 1986, where one of the crew members is still sailing today.
Mungkin dari awal, saya waktu itu yang saya cerita tadi, 85 dari tim.
At that time, from the start, I remember it was in 85 when my team entered Kalangan, and then I said I wanted to come to Canada. I hadn't applied yet. Finally, after a long time, Mr. Felipe, a Frenchman who was watching us as a witness who accepted the people, I said that you're going home, right? And at that time, many of others didn't come. I went first. So then he said, do you want to come to Canada? And I said, yes, sir, if you still need more people. Then he said, you're not afraid of waves 8 to 9 meters, he said. The same to me. Then I said, in Indonesia, I've never seen 9 meters wave. I wanted to see it. We immediately shook hands, so it was a deal. At that time, I was on the machine and also on the sail. There were also 4 people from Tanah Biru also come with me. I asked to this Navy man, how many meters are the waves? Oh, this is only 7 meters. How is the 10 meters one like? I said. Relying on 2 masts and 7 developed sails called Pinisi, the wind has been the main force for Indonesian sailors since the 12th century to sail to their destination. If we sail, we just play with the sails according to the wind. Maybe there will be a change in the wind for several hours, like here yesterday. Sailing without wind for 2 hours could take one day because of the wind. Well, if you use an engine, you can calculate the speed and at what time we will arrive. Well, if we just play with the sails, we cannot predict when we will arrive.
Kapal pinisi di Banan ini asalnya dari Arab. Dulu pun, Pak, Sulawesi Selatan.
The Spinisi ship was built originally from Arab Lukumba, South Sulawesi. Starting from the year before independence in 1945, after independence, it already existed before. From generation to generation, we have been able to make this ship without any finished drawings. It has been passed down from our ancestors until now. We do it without any technical knowledge. It is just based on experience and it is recognized throughout the world.
Dan di segi pengalaman saja, nah, dia kuelen seluruh dunia. Kalau dengan finishnya satu tahun lebih. Tapi kali ini kami bikin di pantai dia ke pantai Anjurolesari.
With the Pinisi, it took more than a year, but this time we make it on the Losari Beach. It is the fastest one because in just 2 months and a half. Has been like this with two units with 25 people working. Yes, iron wood, BT wood, and teak wood. It only needs three types of wood in terms of its strength. In the sea, you can make just any kinds of wood. I used to have finishing made from BT wood, but the scarcity of BT wood forced me to use it only for the ship purpose. Now I cannot do it anymore. The deck is made of teak wood.
Sekarang tidak bisa lagi karena sudah berkurang sisa untuk patah tulang. Deknya ini kayu jati. Alhamdulillah, papangnya disusun, satu-satu.
The shoots, the planks are arranged one by one. Then they go up here. After the body is finished, then the tusks are installed. Once the tusks are installed, the road is installed. The bottom is then the gutter, then the floor, then the room. The room has all the walls and partitions made. After this, it has been put on the hub. This is lowered, then the mast is made. The mast is then put on the hose rope. The mast rope, then the sail is put on. That's it.
Tali apa? Tali seling. Tali tian. Nampak belakang, baru pasang layarnya. Begitu.
The system and calculation for making Finnish sailing ships have been known to people of Arab village Bulukumba since 19th century. However, according to a research conducted by German historian Horst Lippner, only 12 Lemo-Lemo people knew the shipbuilding system. The system is named Tatatalu.
Itu dari rumusnya begini.
That's the formula. So this is how we are ships experts, Wandi Talupi. The important thing is that we know the length, width, and height, that this is 6 meters, the length is 30 meters, the height is 3 meters. They keep installing it, and then it will be right when it hits 6 meters. Indeed, we already have experience in that aspect, without saying that it is balanced. It is already balanced because it is our technique, our experience, so that it is precise up to 6 meters without any writing about so many or so. Each one works, each one is an expert.
Ada satu hal dan itu intinya dari warisan dunia itu, yaitu.
There is one thing that is essence of world heritage, namely what we can call a formula for making it. Many people say that boats are made without drawings and so on, and that is actually not true. There is a formula that is not made into a drawing but made into various sizes which are recorded above the gorge. There are various bangli that are used with signs that determine the measurements, for example, the location of the pegs in the hull, the length of the planks, the location of the frame, and so on. Those who will still inherit this knowledge today are the descendants of the Lemo-Lemo people. It seems to have a formula called Takapalu, which can produce boats up to 14 meter long. PLM boats, or whatever boats were called Pinisi in the 70s, were much bigger. So there is an impression that the Ara people at some point in 1930s to 1950s created a new manufacturing formula called Kata Apa, which could produce larger boats.
Jadi ada kesan bahwa orang Ara pada suatu saat tahun 1930-an sampai 50-an menciptakan satu rumus pembuatan yang baru yang dinamakan Tata Apa yang bisa menghasilkan perahu yang lebih besar. Membangun suatu perahu itu adalah suatu hal yang sangat-sangat rumit. Secara populer, perahu layar itu diakui sebagai
building a boat is very, very complicated things. Popularly, the sailboat is recognized as the most complicated human creation that has existed before the Industrial Revolution in the 18th century. This means that throughout human history, nothing more complicated has been built than a sailboat. If we compare the parts of number of objects in this boat, whatever there is, as far as I know, is 100 times more than a cell phone. And they all have to function the same as cell phone. If you install one small part wrongly, the cell phone won't work. It's the same as if boat is installed incorrectly. One small part of the boat will not sink. And there is another point there. Boat is not something rectangular, but it created through a curve. The curve must be harmonious. If the curve is crooked, the boat will not sail. Maybe someone remembers in high school we are taught how to calculate the curve f from x, which is the most complicated, right? Maybe those who have gone through it have all said, well, this is very difficult, but the boat can only function if the curve is harmonious. The curve can be calculated in that way. So the knowledge to create curves has been going on in the archipelago for 1,000 years. And the way of conceptualizing curves is not much different from shipwrecks from the 10th century to boats built in the mid-20th century. These things are very complicated, so they are not for public consumption because they are too complicated. But in order to deepen them and make them something to be proud of, things like that should be made more public, put forward more to the general public so that they are not reduced to only Pinisi.
Cara mengkonsepkan kurva-kurva itu tidak jauh berbeda dari kapal-kapal karam yang dari abad ke-10 dengan perahu-perahu yang dibangun pada pertengahan abad ke-20. Hal-hal itu amat-amat rumit, sehingga bukan menjadi ini barang konsumsi khalayak kerana wah memang terlalu rumit. Tetapi untuk apa ya memperdalamnya dan menjadikannya sesuatu yang bisa dibanggakan. Hal-hal seperti itu semestinya memang lebih diumumkan, lebih di kedepankan kepada khalayak ramai supaya itu tidak direduksi atas Pinisi doang.
Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands and the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananta. Enjoy!
Tope Tugu, la galigo hontaro, la